It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavura's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, Ivory Jack's, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced and broadcast show, Fairbanks Foodies. I am your host, David Pruse. This show is the local portion of a great food and beverage lineup that plays for you on Saturday evenings. KFAR gives you four great food shows in a row. We start with Fairbanks Foodies, followed by Grape Encounters. Then we have What's Cooking and finish with the Beer Guys. It's a great lineup of food and beverages. We here at KFAR take your palate on a Saturday night very, very seriously. We have great sponsors for the show. We have the Hoodoo Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavura Fine Wines and Liquors, and Ivory Jack's in the Goldstream Valley. On the show, we will explore meals you yourself can make, food venues in Fairbanks, local restaurants to try, events you can participate in, and beverages you can create. Today, we are going to talk about Thai cuisine available in Fairbanks. I have my Thai cuisine expert, Karen Gordon, in the studio with me here. She's much more accomplished at this than I am, so I bring in the expert. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, but it always gets me. We have like 32 Thai restaurants.
Well, could be. I just counted off the top of my head quickly, and I got 18. Now I included North Pole and all the little drive-through places I could find. I'm not surprised that it's actually potentially that high. Because, I mean, if you think about it, how many pizza places are there in town?
A lot.
Or Chinese places.
Not many.
Or burger places.
A lot.
We have nothing in Fairbanks area with the number of places, restaurants or drive-thrus that you can go to that are Thai that any other cuisine can compare to numerically.
Yeah. It. Why Thai, though? Why, you know, Thai. And so I understand that. And again, I have to look at it and say to myself, Thai food is diverse as American food. So give us a rundown on, you know, from sweet to hot, how Thai food is set up.
Well, actually, in most of Thai cooking, it's a sweet and a salty and a spicy and Or did I mention salty twice?
You mentioned salty twice.
Oh, okay. So there are four, but I'm missing one.
Okay.
But Thai cuisine matches and balances and plays with those flavors back and forth in their dishes. Some will have focus on one element, but not so much on another. And so, and with the combinations of meats and vegetables, you can get an enormous array of wonderful food with maybe even just, say, the same ingredients,
yeah,
but mixing up the spices and changing those changes the whole dish.
You brought me over to your favorite place, which is?
Nim's Thai Cuisine on Cushman.
South Cushman, 1400, yeah. 1500 block, yeah.
Yeah.
And great food. And what got me was this, the operation, the Thai lady, she's in the back, she's back of the house. She's the talent of food prep. And then the front of the house, you had her husband, the American husband, great personality and talent. And it was a great family combination that worked. So you have, you know, with me, I believe that a meal is just more than sitting down and eating. And there at Nim's, he was so wonderfully engaging and friendly, and the food was so divine. You know, so I so appreciated that experience that you brought me through. Thank you. What's your favorite meal at Nim's?
I have a terrible fondness for a dish called lardnar. And what it essentially is it's like a soupy broth, but it's got...
You know, you're using oxymorons on our show here. I have a terrible fondness.
Well, should say
that means it's a dastardly pleasure.
Yes, it is a
for
guilty
food.
Pleasure for sure.
Okay,
because it's I love Thai noodles,
yeah.
But I'm not supposed to be eating a lot of carb food, so it is a guilty pleasure when I actually eat this because it's got her Nim's homemade noodles in there.
Yeah,
and they are succulent. I don't know what other word.
Homemade,
really.
Yeah, they're homemade. She makes them. She knows what she's doing. She makes it her special way. And they come out piping, warm, hot, whatever you want to call it. Very edible, great broth, rich. It's a rich noodle dish. How can you not like that?
I don't know how you cannot like it, but the thing about it that I like that's the hidden secret of Ladnar is yellow bean sauce.
Ah.
That really throws in a tang to it that it's like secret, and it jumps around through the dish, and you find it here, and you find it there, and you always wonder what it was. And I didn't know what it was until I found a recipe somewhere else for it. And then you occasionally see a little yellow bean. It's a soybean, but it imparts a sort of a back flavor that you wouldn't ordinarily get in something.
The Thai cuisine is so prevalent in Fairbanks. I think in America we have the highest ratio of Thai restaurants to human beings. if you look at it, we have a town of 32,000 people, an area of 60,000 people, and we have 32 Thai restaurants, so therefore, for every 2,000 people, we have a Thai restaurant. I mean, these are the numbers. These are actual and factual numbers.
Yeah, you don't have to share very much when you go.
I go to my office, and there's a Thai restaurant, a very good Thai restaurant, in the Nerland building on the main floor of the Bon Thai. Oh,
yes.
Great food.
Mm-hmm.
Great food.
And so just at the down the block, you have Thai House.
The original.
Yes, the original Thai House. And then one block over, you have Tipperos. I love Tipperos. And I haven't eaten so much of Bon Thai, mostly because of parking congestion for me. But Tipperos, I don't know what can you say there. I like the little mom and pop kind of places, and that's another one of them.
I will not discount any of those three.
No,
they're so good.
There's good Thai food everywhere in Fairbanks.
Do you cook Thai food?
Yes.
What's your go-to?
For?
That you like to make.
I like a dish called lap gai, and that just it's a chopped or ground chicken salad. It's from northern Thailand, the Chiang Mai area. I first learned about this dish from Tutu at Lemongrass many years ago. Soon after he opened Lemongrass, he was the waiter at Thai House originally. But anyway, so it was a dish that was at his restaurant because he's from Chiang Mai. It's a northern dish.
Yeah.
And so I liked it because there aren't any, it's totally no carb, essentially. There is roasted rice powder. There is green onions or some onions of sorts. Shallots is mostly what's used in that dish.
The polite onion is what I call it.
Yes.
I love shallot.
I do. I just bought a few yesterday. So the other thing that's in there that's really the popper ingredient is mint. And it really sets the dish off. Some people use cilantro, or sometimes I guess it could be both. But mint is the main surprise item in that. And so what you have is this, really, chicken is just the carrier for all the flavors that come into this dish.
The carrier and the texture.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can make it as spicy as you want. The roasted rice powder adds a little crunch.
I'm wimpy when it comes to spices, but I've confessed that to you on the air before.
Yes.
I like herbs.
Yes.
And that's what I like about Thai cooking.
Yeah.
They got great herbs. They use basil. Sweet Thai basil.
That's one of my favorites, too, basil chicken. But the nice thing, so there's this myth out there, this fable that I like to dispel at every opportunity, and that is, I don't like Thai food because it's hot. Well, Thai food can be, you get to pick whatever dish you have. I mean, some dishes just aren't meant to be hot.
You ever hear of cayenne pepper? That's American.
Yes.
You want something hot? Throw it in there. But Thai, as you showed me, a lot of coconut milk. Very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and milk is used to take spice away.
It balances out the heat. Is what it does, kind of like sour cream and heat on a taco or something. But you can order any dish you want at the level. And every restaurant in town has a how spicy do you want it from not to Thai hot. That's the top. And that's how some Thai people would eat it that hot. And I have had Thai hot and it was too hot, and I've had Thai hot and it wasn't too hot. Just depends on the restaurant, actually.
Okay, well, it's just like all food. You can make it as hot as you want, or you can make it as sweet or sour or savory. And that's what gets me about Thai restaurants here. You can go, they're barbecue chicken, the Thai House barbecue chicken. Fantastic dish. And it's with the rice, this what I call the sticky rice. I like sticky rice. I don't like the American, version of like these little rice pieces. I like sticky rice, Korean style, Japanese style, Thai. I like not the gumbo type rice. I like the sticky rice.
Sticky rice is really common in Thailand, and it comes sometimes in a little, I don't know what it's wrapped in, some kind of maybe like what I've seen in pandanus leaves, put in strips or maybe about, less than a half an inch wide, and then woven into a little cup. And they put, or like those bamboo steamers that you've seen that are made of woven some kind of grass. They put their rice in the cup and it has a lid, and they take it in their lunch to go to work or wherever, and they eat it with other things, other meat or mangoes is common. Mangoes and sticky rice is a really common dessert.
Wow.
In Thailand.
Well, why Fairbanks with so many?
That's anybody's guess. I don't really know. I think partly we're culinarily starved because we don't have an array of ethnic options that other places might have. And aside from Mexican and Chinese, Thai was really the first other thing that came along. I think Thai House, it seemed like it opened in about 89 or approximately then. I'm just kind of guessing. They provide this whole different mouthload of flavor experiences that no other cuisine that Fairbanks ever saw could come close to.
Yeah.
And because it was new, it was exciting. To me, it's still new and exciting. I don't care. Every time I go, I love eating it. But it's become so popular. I mean, what other business has multiplied in this town so prevalently as Thai cuisine?
Sounds like GameStop to me. GameStop, there it goes. But
yeah.
But we haven't lost any value.
No, you've got more than you ever had before, even though it's not even really a supply and demand. There's plenty of supply and plenty of demand.
And what gets me is the locations and the types. There's the sit-down version, there's the drive-through version, there's the food shack version, and they all work. As long as you have good food and good service, you're going to have good clientele.
My favorite drive-through place is Simply Thai over by the University Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's off the beaten track, but they've got such amazing food there, and they're quick. You can call them. They'll have it ready for you when you get there.
It's Simply Thai. Where's it at again?
So if you think about where Safeway is, University Safeway.
Yeah.
And it's the street that
Rewalk
goes up
Drive.
The side.
Rewalk
yes.
Drive. It's on the south
the
side.
Yeah.
It's on the south side, Rewalk Drive. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. By, I think is it
I'm not a stalker. I'm a real estate broker. I'm not a stalker, so I know those sort
he
of things.
He knows every street.
Growing up in Fairbanks, what the heck?
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors that include Quality Sales, Gavor Fine Wines and Liquor, the Hoodoo Brewery, and Ivory Jackson, the Goldstream Valley, and we'll be back after these messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again, and you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember. With help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Football is back, which means your Sundays got even more awesome at Ivory Jack's with all of the games on. So swing in for breakfast with their amazing Eggs Benedict, with full breakfast being served until 4 p.m., even for Monday and Thursday night games. Or try the crab-stuffed mushrooms and the always popular chicken wings, along with some Aroma Dome beer from Black Spruce Brewing Company, plus their famous dinners, live entertainment, and, of course, free parking. Always a good time to be had at Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden, or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery, some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prues and Karen Gordon in the studio here on a Saturday night. And we're bringing you food. We're not bringing you this just food. We're bringing you really good kick-butt food. We're bringing you Thai food. We have more Thai food restaurants proportionally than any place outside of Thailand. Very regional delicacies, very good food. And your favorites are the one on South Cushman, which is?
Nim's Thai Cuisine.
And what is, tell us more about Nim's. She makes the homemade noodles.
Mm-hmm. She makes homemade noodles. And to my knowledge, there's only one other place in town that does make their noodles. I guess we'll get to that in a minute. But so I have these set dishes that when I go to a new place, I try. So I know what's good and I compare. Is this dish good or is it not good compared to what I think is an excellent version of that dish? And so she and I have tested the lardner that I talked about before at many other places in town, every place that has it in town and in some places outside. Mm-hmm. Nobody has the richness of flavor nor the delicacy of the noodles that hers provides. Either the broth is too thin or there's not enough flavor.
She nails it. She's got it right. Yeah, she has the equation dialed in.
Yeah. And so even
for you, for what you like. Yeah.
When I walk in there, Mark sometimes just says, "You want the normal or the regular or the whatever?"
They got you. They got you figured out.
Yeah,
they got you dialed in.
In fact, there's a lady that substitutes for Mark that I've known. I mean, she's worked in several other Thai restaurants in town, and she sees me. She knows to bring me the special version of Thai hot sauce. It's actually fish sauce with chopped up chili peppers in it. She just brings it to me because she knows I want mine hotter than what I'm going to get. So That's pretty cool. That's just a specialty at NIMS.
You mentioned your second favorite place in downtown Fairbanks.
So my second favorite place in downtown Fairbanks is Tipperos. There are a lot of reasons why I like that. They're also connected to the Thai restaurant in North Pole, mm-hmm. family-wise, I think. But they have a dish I almost never order fish, but I took a chance one time and ordered fish.
I forgive you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean,
I don't.
Really, I only did it once.
I give you benediction and forgiveness.
I'm grateful for
don't
that.
Don't do it again.
Thank you. Yeah, I probably will, though. But what they do is
that's why we have confession and penance.
And I'll be back for more later.
Yeah.
So they have these fish patties, these fried fish patties, and they're last time I had it, there were three of them. And so I ordered the fish. Well, I get this heap of mixed vegetables. It looks like some kind of chow mein or something. I don't even know what quite. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this in Thai cuisine. Mm-hmm. It's not like it was abnormal. It just was, I'd never seen it. And so it kind of surprised me. Well, and I thought, where the heck's the fish? And it was buried underneath.
Okay.
In all of this. And so
the hidden fish.
Yeah,
the letting the fish. Taste come out slowly.
It was so the fish itself was divine, and I maybe ruin the dish. I pull the fish out and eat the fish first, then
that's
I go okay. after
that's
the vegetables.
Okay, yeah.
But I really like that dish there. That's pretty special for me.
Okay. Anything else there that you
I don't think they've ever done anything that wasn't excellent. They always do an excellent job at everything they
that's
do.
That's the mark of a good to great restaurant.
Oh,
everything they do is top quality.
It's really good. It's really good food.
How's their service?
Excellent, too. It's really good as well. I mean, all these exclamations, but the truth is that I think that I've never had crummy service at any Thai place mm-hmm. in Fairbanks ever. And so, you know, they're a go-to often as mm-hmm. well. I mean, we might speak of NIMS, but I love Tipperos as well.
You talked about the drive-thru on Rewalk Drive off
yes.
University Avenue.
Yes.
What's the name of that one again?
Simply Thai.
Simply Thai.
Yes.
What's your go-to there? What do you have to order? What do you like to order?
So my favorite thing to order there is the basil chicken. And again, they know me, and so they make it just like I like. I like mine a little sloppy because I don't like just plain dry rice. And it's not dry, mind you, anywhere, but mm-hmm. I want flavor in my rice. So they make it with a little extra juice, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, so that I can play with it with my rice and have a little more, stretch that flavor of the main dish into the rice some. So that's what I prefer. And those guys, again, you can call and order, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's just quick and easy. I also like, there's another Thai omelet that they make. I don't know if anybody else in town makes it, but I haven't had it for some time. But when I was working, it was a quickie. I would get that and the basil chicken, and off I'd go, and that was my lunch. The omelet, I don't know. There's something magic that happens. It's not an omelet like we think of omelet. It's not. It's more like egg foo young than an omelet.
Now, we were supposed to go Monday to the Soul Gate Kitchen. We're not.
Oh, really?
We're going to go to the one out in Gulfstream Valley.
Really? Okay.
If you're available.
I can, yes. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too, because, you know, if I'm going to try, I'm going to try with the expert. And that's what gets me about Fairbanks and Thai food. Wherever you live, you don't have to drive very far.
No. It's they're scattered everywhere. And the only, right in the middle of, say, around Spinard Builders, or, of course, you wouldn't expect it there, but they're dotted all around the perimeter, essentially.
Yeah.
And then downtown, plenty downtown.
If you live out in North Pole, on
yes.
Badger Road.
Yes. There are two on Badger Road. Well, one at the corner of Badger and Old Rich, and then there's just a further down, there's another one. I think there's another one hidden somewhere. I'm not sure. But then clear out at North Pole, there is another Thai restaurant just past
there.
Santa Claus House.
Yeah.
It's at the corner of, I think it's, what is that, Fifth Avenue? I don't know. Whatever the main street is, it goes, if you keep going, you'll go to the refinery. But it's,
that's Santa Claus Lane.
Okay. Yeah. So you know all the streets. I don't know the
I'm
streets,
not a stalker, but you know, but I know streets.
Yes. So anyway, I have family in North Pole and often eat there as well or get takeout there. So I've
there
been
you go.
Patronizing those guys for a long, long time too.
So basically you got the four corners down. Well, we're going to find the fourth corner for you, which would be out in the Goldstream Valley.
Yeah.
From the Goldstream, we could do a song from the Goldstream Valley to the North Pole, Santa Claus Lane. You can find your Thai restaurant, yada, yada, yada.
We're going to have fun.
You know, that's what gets me about Fairbanks. When you find when we find something we like, we enjoy it and it multiplies. Thai restaurants. Every area of town. Downtown Fairbanks. Go down College Road. You have them there. Rewack Drive off South University Avenue. South Cushman. You know, the North Gate Mall, you have the Thai cuisine restaurant there. In the mall there, the Regency Mall on College Road, you have a Thai restaurant there.
He's the other one that makes the homemade noodles.
You say that again?
The Thai restaurant that's across from Costco
in the Regency Mall,
yes. He is the other person that makes homemade noodles. That was the first time I'd had homemade noodles in Fairbanks a few years ago. A friend of mine, also a real estate agent actually, had mentioned that to me. Mm-hmm. And we have both eaten there many times. And often I'll drop in there just for something when I'm driving by and I don't even think about it. And I just, there it is. I just want some whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, everything also that comes out of that restaurant is excellent. I've never had any disappointment there at all. No. And that's another family ma and pa kind of run place.
Yeah.
And it's I always feel good and happy. I like giving my money to local owners, local business owners.
So do I.
And I thought, frankly, when Thai House was up and running and doing so well, it's not that I didn't like the food. I want to give my money to the new guy that's
yeah.
opening a store and a new guy and a new guy. And likewise, I followed Lemongrass and mm-hmm. and subsequent Thai places until that's just how I do it. I choose to patronize little guys, the small guys. I want to help them. There's another one that I forgot about that we haven't mentioned. And it's Noodle House, I think it's called, down on 2nd Avenue right by the barbecue joint.
Yeah.
The old
Very good.
Aviation.
The old Aviators,
yes, yes.
yeah.
That's a really good place, too. And it's because of where it is, doesn't get the kind of traffic it deserves.
And for you older Fairbanks, we knew it as the Hideaway.
Yeah. Yeah. Long ago.
Well, that's wrapping up Thai food restaurants. Thank you, Karen. This is Saturday presentation. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. A great location to go for breakfast for both of you. I am recommended Salty's on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Barnett Street. They have great Eggs Benedict. They have a great breakfast treat. You'll enjoy yourself there. Fairbanks, great talking to you. You have a great evening, and I will see you next week.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.